This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Friday, June 21st. Well, cattle markets yesterday a little bit weaker, struggling to really maintain anything to the upside. We started out just a bit firmer, but then couldn't hang on to that. Ended up with an outside day lower in some of these contract months, but generally speaking, the market just weaker throughout the day. It looks like we're wanting to come down and take another look at those late May, early June lows, which is pretty decent support. The market's really been chopping around back and forth since then. We've had a couple attempts to test those lows, and it always seems to find pretty decent buying support, but frankly, anything to the upside has been pretty limited, and we haven't been able to get some momentum going to the upside. Cash trade's been pretty slow over the last couple weeks. We did see a few numbers, a few thousand head trade yesterday, at around 112 average on the Fed trade. That is down about 1 from last week. Dress trade around 182, which is down about 4 from last week. Box beef values were slightly lower yesterday. Choice down 87 cents at 221. Select down 76 cents at 201. The spread is sitting at 1924. Movement 103 loads. Export sales yesterday were just okay, 18,500 tons. Japan took 4,400 of that, South Korea 4,200, and Mexico took 3,600. Pork export sales at 19,700 tons. Mexico took 8,200, Australia 3,600, Japan took 2,300. Slaughter rates are increasing, which is not a surprise. We know we're looking at record numbers here on feed for this time of year. And also record beef production, starting to get ramped up for that. So to see the show list be higher is not unexpected. This afternoon, we're looking for a cattle on feed report. We're looking for USDA to show total on feed numbers as of June 1st at 1% higher than a year ago, May placements at 4% lower than a year ago, and May marketing's about 7% higher than a year ago. That report will be released after the close this afternoon. So the market's probably going to stay fairly quiet heading into that report, and then we'll get more reaction to that on Monday. Of course, the corn market having a pretty big impact on the feeder cattle market. Not that we're going to run out of feed grain, but we're going to be shifting over to wheat, hard red winter wheat in particular. It's just cheaper in the southern plains with an abundance of that crop and anything but an abundance of the corn crop. Not to mention barge traffic being very slow and rail traffic expensive. Just much more difficult to pull corn when farmers are tending to be hanging on to that corn as planting progress is very slow across the eastern Midwest. And now with their new prevent plant rules, allowing grazing or haying or silaging of a cover crop and still being able to collect the prevent plant insurance, likely you're going to see more of those acres switching into some kind of a cover crop and take the prevent plant. So that's, pulling a few more corn acres out of the mix, even though they would have been getting in very late. So it does skew things, but it was supportive to the corn and bean markets yesterday, which ultimately would add a bit of pressure to the feeder cattle market. Live cattle, of course, was still working through the big numbers. Show lists that have been increasing, which is just a reflection of the bigger numbers. And coming into the heart of summer, when you tend to see consumption drop off a bit. So we're still looking for the cycles, the longer term cycles, to find their lows in late summer. The seasonals would have you there as well. And the board, which just can't seem to maintain any momentum to the upside. Downside appears to have been limited as well, but I think that we're ultimately going to take another leg down. You know, we're looking for late August, early September, and at this point, you know, we're only a couple months away from the middle of that window. So, you know, even the market just pacing sideways or trickling lower would take you into that window here fairly quickly. So I think the market doesn't seem to be too concerned about a huge influx of beef. I think the bigger problem would be if you have a sudden drop in demand, if you have some financial problems suddenly show up, and that does not appear to be the case either. So it looks like the market's, again, looking for another a new low into late summer, but perhaps most of the pain is behind us with the washout that we had here a couple months ago. We'll see, but I do expect the markets will work their way lower here for another, at least another month, probably a couple months before we can be a little more confident that we've seen the worst of it behind us. If you have any questions, feel free to call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.